You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
I want to ask you a question this morning, and I want you to answer this. Perhaps it's today. Perhaps you're going through this today. Everybody goes through it. You know, I was this week, my wife and I were out at the cemetery, and we just like to stop by there and see the folks I've laid to rest. I saw Brother Wally's birthday was this past week, a week ago, Sunday, or Wednesday. And I thank God for the cemetery. It's a place of prayer for me. But everybody that has a marker in that cemetery has gone through what I'm talking about. Many of them, most of them died with this in their heart. Not all, but most. I wonder if we could bring them up from the dead and ask them to tell the stories, if they would have this story. By the way, everyone in this auditorium that's alive has this story. It's going to happen in your life. It's going to happen in my life. Have you ever faced the fact that you at times become restless? Just restless? I've studied quite a bit about restlessness, and it happens to all of us. It happens to us with our health, and all of a sudden we're nervous about our health, or the doctor's giving us bad news, and there's poor information or whatever, and your health, or maybe it's your finances, or perhaps you're here today, you've lost your job, or perhaps your marriage has gone through adultery this week, or this month, or this year. Perhaps you have a son or a daughter who is brought up in the things of God, and they're away from God this morning. They're what we call a prodigal, a son or a daughter. They're just away from God. They have no use for God. Perhaps you have a family member that grew up in Christianity and they've renounced it all. They've renounced that God's even God. There's no God. I die, go to the grave. I hear that all the time. Have you ever been restless? Restless is not bad, but how you deal with restlessness could be bad. You must deal with restlessness properly. And in this passage this morning, we find restlessness. The Bible says, verse 6, there be many. Now, the psalmist David's not saying this is me. He's just saying there's many people like this. And by the way, maybe it's my age or whatever. I'm not restless today. Many things about tomorrow I don't know about, but I'm not restless today. I'm not worried over anything. I'm not worried what the doctor's going to tell me this week, next month, this next year. I'm not worried about it. I've lived a good, long life. I'm ready for heaven. I want to live longer, but I'm not worried about my health. I'm not worried about my finances. If I have it, I have it. If I don't, I don't. I was going over my finances this morning, the church pays me so well. But the two things I have on my budget are my tithes and offerings and my house payment. Other than that, if God doesn't come through, I can't pay it. Because I've always tried to make my tithe much more than my house payment. I've tried to make my tithes and offerings and giving to the work of God the primary giving. I put more money in this church than I put in my house, and I put thousands a month in my house. So you're paying me enough. I'm not asking for a raise. I don't need a raise. I don't want a raise. But I have to trust God. People say, well, you're a rich pastor. You've been all over. Well, I guess I could be. But on the other hand, I could be very poor if I stole from God. Who knows where I'd be? I'm not restless about a thing today. I'm not restless about the next lawsuit. They're just going to keep coming. That's just part of life. I'm not restless about the next church member that's going to quit our church. They come and they go. That's just it. I'm not restless about who I offend. I'm not restless today. I'm nervous as I'm hot. No, I'm not nervous. I'm not restless. And I want you to get to that point. I want you to get to the point where you're not restless. And God says, there be many, many. Who are these many? Verse 2. Read verse 2 with me. Ready? Begin. Oh, ye sons of man. Leasing is an Old Testament word. It just means lying. You're a liar. David wasn't a liar. David wasn't worried. This is the many crowd he's talking about. These people were full of anxiety. And so he says, there be many that say, who will show us any good? Who will show us any good? Many are saying that. There are many in this room, you're restless and you say that. Well, God didn't come through. God didn't answer my prayer. God answers every prayer. May not answer it the way you thought, but he answers your prayers. God is God. God brought that sun up this morning. God's going to set the sun tonight. God knows everything and God is always right. But many there say, is there any good? Is there any good? David wasn't saying this. David said, this is not my testimony. My testimony is okay because he's going to show us. Look what God does to restless people. Verse number six. Lift up the light of thy countenance upon us. That's what God does to restless people. He can lift up his countenance upon you. You know, the Bible says over here in Numbers, in chapter number 6, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee. I want God to look at Jack Treiber and say, I could smile on that boy. I could smile on that young man. Well, old man. I could smile on him because he loves me. He's putting his trust in me. He's putting his confidence in me. Amen, amen, amen. It takes longer if you don't amen. But I'm just saying today, is the countenance of God on your life? You know, you can always, you go see a doctor. What's the first thing the doctor says to you after they weigh you? I went to the doctor a few years ago and she said, okay, get on that scale. I looked at that scale and said, you get on that scale. See how you like it. And I took my shoes off. I took my coat off. I took my wallet out. I took my watch off. I took everything off. And I said, she said, okay, now get on it. And I said, did you get on it yet? She goes, no, and I'm not going to get on it, but you're going to get on it. And she got me on that scale and weighed me. I said, that's wrong. It's always wrong. Thank you, but I'll preach to you today. It's always wrong.
Always.
I mean, I said, at my scale at home, it's 20 pounds different than that. She said, your scale's wrong. I said, no, your scale's wrong. Then they took me to the little room, and they said, stick your tongue out at me. I said, I want to stick my tongue out at you. Yes, ma'am. They're trying to see if my tongue is white. If it's white, it's because there's toxics in there. They're trying to see my health because it should be pink in color, not white. You know, that's what, it's a revealer. And a revealer that you're not restless is the countenance of God shines on your face. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. Oh, the joy that we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Psalm 10 and verse number 4 says this today. The wicked, through pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. You look at a drug addict and their countenance has fallen. You look at an alcoholic, their countenance has fallen. You look at a man that's telling a lie, leasing, as the Bible said, and he has no good, happy countenance. I can look at people. I said to Jerry in our church years ago at this door, I said, Jerry, he was 39. I can always tell. I said, Jerry, I need you to make an appointment at the doctor's office. He said, why do you say that? I said, you're not well. I see it all over your face, Jerry. He said, I'm well. I'm a contractor. I'm well. I said, no, you're not. 2 weeks later, I had his funeral. I look at people, and they have the countenance of God, but there's pain. I watch people with pain. I'm not an expert at many, but I'm an expert at watching people. We sing up here, and I'm singing. I look them through the auditorium, who's singing, who's not singing. I'm looking what your countenance is like. And there's a man right there. I'm not going to preach, hey, get over it. I'm not going to preach hard to that person today. Because that fellow has a fallen countenance today. There's something wrong. Maybe it's with his marriage. Maybe it's with his health. But you know, when God is on a person, the countenance of God shows up in that person's life. And that's what the Word of God says. Many, they say, who will show us any good? We're restless. We're all woe. But lift up the light of thy countenance upon us. He says, secondly, thou hast put gladness in my heart. I've discovered the way of gladness. I discovered the way of joy. I tell you what, I'm so glad in the Lord. I'm not trying to feed you a line today. I'm just happy in God.
Amen.
I'm happy in the Lord today. That God has everything under control. You can sing when the day is bright. Sing in the darkest night. Every day, all the way, let us sing. I look at people with a poor countenance. I say, that poor soul, they go through marital problems. There's no joy of the Lord in her face. There's no joy of the Lord in his face. I look at people, there's no gladness in their face. They're all discouraged and defeated. They're mad. They're upset. They're angry. They're trying to figure out how to get out of here. But God's word says, I will put gladness in their heart. Isaiah 3:9, the show of their countenance doth witness against them. That's sodomites. God's word is dealing with sodomites in that passage. And he says, you don't have to tell me who a sodomite is. I know. Because I've never found a happy sodomite. I've witnessed to sodomites. I've prayed with sodomites. I was at the hospital holding the hand of a sodomite who was dying with AIDS. And I held his hand. I tried to do everything I could for him. But there was no joy of the Lord in his heart. The joy of the Lord is my strength. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Do you have the joy of the Lord? Are you happy in God with your experiences of life, whatever you're facing today? Look what he says. He says, thou hast put gladness in my heart. Thou hast shown the light of thy countenance. But verse number 8, I will both lay me down in peace. You know, a child of God that has the touch of God. There's no restlessness in his heart. He has the countenance of God on his life. He has the joy of the Lord in his heart. But he has peace too. I think of that song, Brother Martinez. I think in high school you'll sing it with us. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a fountain. I've got joy like a river. Oh, I've got peace in my heart. What's peace? It's an inner calm. I don't have to be much longer today. Do you have that inner calm in your heart? Romans 5:1 says, now therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Salvation brings the peace with God. But then Colossians says we have peace of God. Not only do I have peace with God for salvation, but I have the peace of God as I walk with the King. Hallelujah. Do you have peace in your heart today? In the midst of all the troubles of life, and there are many, there are so many troubles of life. God can give you peace in the midst of this turmoil storm. I wonder today, the older I get, every day is full of trials. Every day. I wish I could go a day with no trials, no heartaches, no tears, no sorrow. Every day is full of trials. But it's not going to make me restless. Because I want the countenance of God to be on my face. I want there to be gladness in my heart. I want there to be peace in my soul. A calm that only can come from God Almighty. Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight. The chorus says, peace, peace, wonderful peace. You know, Brother Chiago, when my wife and I came here 49 years ago, almost 50 now, we bought a 8-track. We had two 8-tracks, and I played them all day long in the office. I hear it on KMBBC when we play vintage vinyls. I hear that there's a song on there, peace, peace, wonderful peace. I can hear it, Brother Oxide. I can hear the orchestra. I can hear the song coming down from the Father above. And I'd play that every day, all day long. I'd go out visiting, door knocking every day at 1 o'clock, trying to find folks to lead them to Christ. And I'd come back in. My wife had that peace, peace, wonderful peace, that song going. It just went all the time. God can give you peace in the midst of all of your troubles. I pastor the world's greatest church. But so many of you have gone through trials so much bigger than mine, so much heavier. And you know, with all those trials, God's given you a real peace. You know the story of Mr. Spafford. Mr. Spafford, they had just come through a Great Depression, and he decided to send his wife and kids ahead. He had to stay behind and do some business. And he sent them to London from Chicago. They're on the ship, and the ship sunk, and all three of his girls died there at the ocean. She cabled him when she arrived in London. She was safe, but her girls all perished. He didn't know what had happened, and she cabled him, said, saved alone. He immediately boarded another ship, and he left his business at home. He was very wealthy. And he got out to that point where that ship had drowned. The captain of the ship sought him out and said, Mr. Spafford, we're at the place right now where your daughters are laying in the ocean. They've perished here. This is the place. He went back to his room and wrote, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well. Is it well with your soul today? If it's well with your soul, there'll be a peace in the midst of sorrow. You know, that man, he never got over it. But he had a peace in his heart. There's a fourth, and I close. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. That's what you're doing right now because you lost that 1 hour of sleep last night. And sleep. Look at what he says in chapter 3, verse 5. I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. When I wake up in the morning, I'm amazed I wake up. I'm amazed. That means God pumped my heart. Every second, 4 ounces of blood went circulating through my body all night long. And it kept my heart working. All my electrolytes were working. Everything was working. My kidneys were working. My liver's working. Everything's working. And for all these years, God's done that. And I have to just think of the morning hours, think, God, I slept. I slept. Now, I don't know if you're like me. I apparently don't need a lot of sleep because I don't sleep very much. And I'm okay with it. But can you sleep or do you toss and turn all night long? What's your anxiety? You see, today, look at verse number, I'll close it down. Verse 6, there be many. Many are saying this. Who will show us any good? And that's what I'm speaking. Who will show us any good? They were restless. But he said, number one, lift up the light of thy countenance upon. Put your countenance on me. God, may I be Christ-like. And then he said, thou hast put gladness in my heart. God, put in my heart, in the real me. Love the Lord thy God with all thine heart. God, put a gladness in my heart. And then he said, I want this peace. Verse number 8, I will both lay me down in peace and then sleep. Mankind is restless. Why are you restless today? It's probably your own doing. It's not what man is, it's probably your own doing. And consequently, there's no countenance of God. There's anguish of heart. And there's no gladness. Church doesn't mean anything. Preaching doesn't mean anything. There's no gladness because you're focused on your problem. Many say this. And there's no peace in your heart because you're focused on everything that's calamity. I'm miserable. And there's no rest because of sin.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.